Cal Banyan here, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. And I'm back with Meredith Locker. It's been a long time since we've had her on the show, co-hosting, her marvelous self adding to everything we do here. But before I get into Meredith's background and bio, let me remind you, if you're watching this video anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go to calbanyan.com, because right below this video, right down there, we got additional supporting information and graphics and links that just makes this much more valuable for you. Let's see here. Let me tell you about Meredith. Meredith, she is an excellent one percenter hypnotist. That means, people ask me all the time, what's one percenter? They are the ones that get stuff done that other hypnotists just couldn't get done. And not only can they get done stuff that other hypnotists couldn't do, the stuff that other hypnotists can do, just get it done faster, more reliably. She has a master's degree in psychology. She was a talk therapist before she became a hypnotherapist. Now her clients down in Los Angeles love her. We love her. She's a light, like a ray of light whenever she comes into our office. And on top of that, we love her so much, we gave her a new hypno mug. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing so good, and I have my new hypno mug right here. Isn't it pretty?
Yes, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
It's nice. Check it out. I like it. I can't read part of the words because a lot of them are really, really, really tiny, but the biggest ones are the ones that matter most. Hypnosis, suggestibility, compliance, sessions, understanding, hypnotic test. It's all so beautiful and hypnotic. Hi, Cal. Happy New Year.
Hey, I'm doing great. I've been out riding my motorcycle. I'll tell you what, here it is. It's like January, and you know what I'm doing? I'm out riding my motorcycle. After 24 years in North Dakota, God bless North Dakota, Minnesota. Great people, but the weather sucks if you like to ride motorcycles or ride bicycles like I do. So everyone's wondering why I'm so happy. I go, hey, it's like snowing in Minneapolis and Grand Forks, North Dakota, and I'm out riding my motorcycle. So I'm happy, dude.
Well, I must be a big wimp because I have been cold. It's been really cold here to me. Like, it's been about as cold as it has been in New York.
Wow.
Don't you think? I mean, haven't you checked the temperatures? It's been the same temperature here at night as it's been in different areas back east.
You know, whenever I need a pick-me-up, I just check the weather in Minneapolis and Grand Forks.
There you go. What about your other bike, your road bike? I haven't heard you pedaling.
Right. Well, you know, I had some back problems and some knee problems, and they seem to be all fixed. So I'm doing some elliptical work and walking and getting back in shape for the bicycle, which I expect in a week or two, I'll be on there, even in the cold weather. I mean, well, cold, it's like 40s and 50s at the coldest here. So, you know, it's happening, going to happen.
Time to get out there.
Yeah.
Well, I want to make sure you guys know who Cal is. He is the one who trains the best of the profession, the top 1% of the profession. He is the one that brought us 5PATH, which is the one-on-one process that I use with every single client. He's the one that brought us 7PATH, self-hypnosis. He is the author of many books and so many more articles than we could even ever consider listing. He is a prolific and intelligent man, and he is Cal Banyan.
Oh, it's good to be me. Thank you very much. All right. Hey, I got something. You know, you got your new cup, and what we're doing now until further notice is we're giving a cup, a hypno mug, away every episode. In order to get you to be in on the drawing, what do you got to do? Join the VIP program on calbanyan.com. Right up there, there's a link. It's free. Not only do you get a mug, you can get our newsletter. You can unsubscribe anytime if you find out it's not for you. And most importantly, you instantly get a link that is to a webpage that has every single one of our podcasts listed by title. So if you're interested in something, like say you want to learn how to write direct suggestion scripts on the fly, you just pull it up, boom, do a search, or sports, or age regression, boom, you can just go to any one of those and it becomes a living, breathing, videofied encyclopedia hypnosis. So, with no further ado, I have a new winner for this week, and this is all you got to do to be a winner. You got to either be a VIP member at calbanyan.com, or you have to like us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/ Hypnosis ETC for Hypnosis Etc. All right, here you go. Tony McKenzie. Tony McKenzie, you have been drawn by our really, really good tech team. They go through all the email lists and kind of randomly draw it. And we've got Tony McKenzie. That's M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E. So all you got to do is email us. Tell us that you heard it here on calbanion.com. Just let us know that we drew your name and give us the information and we'll ship it off to you. Hey, that was easy.
Huh? Yay, congratulations, Tony.
Yay.
You are now part of us.
All right.
The cult of the Hypno Mug. Welcome.
Hey, you going to be at Solid Gold? Have you made up your mind yet?
Solid Gold. You know, I'm planning on it. I really want to go there and support the NGH and support my good friend Celeste Hackett, who I'm so happy is back doing podcasts again. It's so much fun to get to see her. And she is going to be the MC as well as one of the presenters. So I'm really excited to go and support her there. But Vegas isn't one of my favorite places, so I'm a little on the fence about it. But there's so many benefits to going to this that I think I'll override my resistance.
Yeah, it's not so much where you're at as who you're with, right?
Yes, always. And we will make it fun no matter what, won't we?
Hey, you know, speaking of Las Vegas, it reminds me that Jerry Valley, world-renowned stage hypnotist, he is going to have a class. And I'm going to put a link. But if you're interested in, I think, all, quote, clinical hypnotherapists should study stage hypnotism because you're going to learn stuff. I took Jerry Valley's class some years ago, and I learned some stuff. I even wrote about what I learned from him in my book, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, co-authored with Jerry Kine. And so I want to encourage you all to do that. And but it's his class is coming up real quick. You have to act fast because his class in Las Vegas is the 21st to the 25th. I'll put a link right down below, right down there, and you can get all the information. Plus, just to encourage the people that I know, you guys out there, I'm going to add a bonus to that. You register through the link down below, and you get in on this program, and you complete that course. And you know what? We're going to send you, free of charge, our first 150 podcasts. A very, very valuable, I need to look that up. I don't even know how much that is currently. But wow, I think it's like over $100. We're just going to give it to you for using that link. Imagine having our first 150 podcasts in audio form on CDs. You can listen to them on the way to work. You can listen to them while you're getting ready in the morning. You can copy them over to MP3 player, and you can listen to them while you walk or exercise or whatever you're doing. How's that sound, Meredith?
Sounds great. I was trying to pull it up really fast, but I don't think I'm fast enough to pull up the amount that that's worth. But I tell you, I use those recordings all the time. I keep a lot of them in my car, and I just pop them in and listen to them. It's just such a great way to get continuing education and to refresh old stuff that you knew, you learned, and then you forgot. And then you can learn it again because there's just so much to know. So that's a great gift, definitely. And Jerry Valley is one of the most fun, most amazing people. I mean, that class will be a blast.
I just looked it up. That the Hypnosis Etc. podcast set, the first 150 episodes, that retails for $119. You register for his class. You pay for that class. Graduate from that class, and you know what? We'll send you that for free. And so I think that's a pretty good deal. $119.70 is the retail price on that. All right. Hey, what you got for me?
Well, we've got all kinds of things to cover, actually. You had some things you wanted to get to early on. Did you want to get to some of those right now, or do you want me to pull up some of my questions?
We're on this topic of stage hypnotism. You know, I had this talk with L. Ron, and he got in all kinds of trouble because I think he took too hard of a stand. And, you know, as long as stage hypnosis is done, like most things, in a healthy, ethical way, and then what it does is it promotes the profession. But if you start propagating myths about hypnosis, then it hurts everybody. And I think that's why we should encourage hypnotists who are, you know, hypnotherapists, or people who are consulting hypnotists, to get involved in stage hypnotism. And another side benefit of stage hypnotism is, one, you get paid to do it, and two, every stage hypnotist I know tells me that he or she gets requests for sessions all the time. So it would be a great way to get paid for promoting hypnosis, and particularly your work, the work you do as a hypnotherapist or consulting hypnotist. What do you think of that?
Well, I definitely think that stage hypnotism is the type that's out there. And it's really our opportunity to get more attention and get more press. And so I don't think it's a bad thing at all. In fact, I think it's a great way for us to get more publicity and to get more clients. And I definitely know that the majority of people who call me are aware of stage hypnotism. And sometimes that can mean that I have to dispel some of the misperceptions that some of stage hypnotism can accidentally create. I don't think it's, they're not trying to be malicious. It's just that people will make assumptions based on what they see. And, you know, if only a few people are pulled up on stage out of a group, they can sometimes make the assumption that not everybody can be hypnotized. So, you know, there's some cleaning up that sometimes has to be done, but guess what? They're probably calling me because of their exposure to hypnotism through that show. So I'm perfectly happy clearing up the misperceptions as long as they get to me. And I believe that so many of them come to me because they are aware of hypnosis through the stage shows. So I say, keep it up, keep it up, keep them happening. And they're fun and funny, and we all need to laugh more, right? Especially this year in 2013. Let's all laugh as much as we can.
There you go. And, you know, I was just looking at the page that we have set up. Use the link below. Even if you're not interested in the course, hit the link below, because I've got two very funny videos from two of the teachers of the course. And one's Jerry Valley, and the other is Tommy V, and they both have some just hilarious videos on our page. So go ahead and do that. All right, let's talk about something else. Let's talk about something serious. What you got?
Okay, so I wasn't sure if you wanted to talk about one of the things that you had kind of planned to talk about, but I can launch into some other things.
Make me work.
What was that?
Make me work.
Okay. Well, actually, I'm going to make myself work for a minute here. One of the things that I've been asked about lately is, apparently I've mentioned on previous podcasts that I send out an email to my clients once I book them. And I've gotten a couple people lately asking, you know, what I put in that email, and to talk about that a little bit more. So I thought I'd share that with you all. And for me, it just makes a lot of sense. It's efficient. It allows me to make sure I have an email address for my clients right off the bat, so I can easily reach them in another way other than calling them in order to confirm appointments. Sometimes it's much faster to send a quick confirmation email rather than to make a phone call and get into a whole bunch of discussion. So I always, when I'm on the phone with a client booking a session, I get their email address and I tell them I'm going to be sending you all of the information that you need in order to get to the appointment. So just look for that in your email, and of course let me know if you don't receive it. Get their email address, and then I pretty quickly thereafter, after hanging up the phone with my client, I send them an email that's going to, you know, basically connect me with them. So I'm going to start it out, and I say something along the lines of, I'm very much looking forward to the opportunity to help you overcome your challenges and reach your goals. I may get more specific, and on a case-by-case basis, if they're coming to me for something very specific, and if I know that the email is not shared by someone else, I may get specific, you know, as far as what they're coming in to see me for, so that they feel heard, they feel that I know what we're working on, and it's personalized. And then I say, please read this thoroughly and confirm receipt, because I want to make sure that they received it. Now, does everybody read it thoroughly and confirm receipt? No, they don't. But some do, because they see that, and so I put it in there. And then I list any scheduled sessions that we scheduled. It may be just one session that we've scheduled, or we may have gone ahead and scheduled quite a few sessions into the future. And so I'm going to list any and all sessions. You know, you are confirmed to start your process on. Subsequent schedules are scheduled for. And so I list them all so that everything's very clear there. And then I get into how long the session will be, so that they can plan accordingly within their schedule. We may or may not have had a chance to talk about that on the phone. And even if we did talk about it on the phone, there's a lot we talk about on the phone. And so sometimes people just kind of lose it. So they may get it into their head that they should just plan for an hour when first session is significantly longer than that, and I want to make sure that they schedule it accordingly. So I tell them how long to expect. Your first session is this long, and subsequent sessions will be that long if it's different. And then I give a little spiel about how successful hypnosis is a process. If, you know, just to really underline that and make sure that they understand that they're not just committing to a one session deal here. I've always made that clear on the phone, but I always want to highlight it again. And then I have my address, the building entry code. I have a secure building. I'm in LA, a lot of lawyers' offices in my building, so it's secure. So there's the building code, the cross streets, parking information. I give them three different options for parking, so that it's clear. Some places it's much more straightforward. Places in LA, it's not. You know, places like LA, it's not as straightforward. So I give them lots of parking information. I delineate my payment information again, and if somehow we created some kind of special agreement with each other, then I'm going to put that in black and white right there. For instance, I have a package. Every once in a while, I will agree to allow somebody to break up their package. So if I've agreed to something special like that, then I'm going to put down exactly what we discussed. And then I'm going to put down my refund policy and my cancellation policy. And then I have a little blurb about the first session so they know what to expect. So they know that they're going to come in, there will be forms waiting for them in the waiting room. That's the way my setup works because I don't have a receptionist. And once they complete the forms, they press the call light button on the wall to let me know that they're there. And then I basically just walk them through what's going to happen in the session so that, you know, they're not uncomfortable. People are typically nervous about things that they've never done before, and so I want to kind of dispel some of that by really letting them know what to expect that first session. And then I have a note. Every single person I have ever worked with has come out of their hypnosis session relieved and feeling great. So just relax and look forward to feeling better. Another kind of soothing little statement there. And then I say anyone of normal intelligence can be hypnotized for therapeutic purposes, just reminding them of probably what I told them on the phone. But just in case I didn't get a chance to, I want to put it in there one more time. And, you know, then I just end with a nice, simple ending and my contact information. So there's that. And I know here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center, I talked to Maureen just before we started. They do something very similar. It may not be quite as detailed, but they used to mail something out, but no longer. Now it's all done via email, which is more confidential anyway. Mail isn't as confidential, and sometimes people live with other people. They don't want to know that they're coming to do this, so email can be much more confidential in that way, and obviously cost-effective and efficient. So, you know, just be sure to make sure that you create something like this that's a script that you can send out. It really takes a lot of the load off of you having to say it all, and it really helps your clients to feel that you're more professional and prepared for the work that they're going to do. Anything you want to add to that, Cal?
Yeah, I got a couple things. Would you feel comfortable if we somehow posted that for
our
viewers?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Sure.
Okay, an example. And also, one thing I noticed, and correct me if I'm wrong, that there's nothing that they have to do that would, let me just say, I know that some people, some hypnotists, they'll send out forms for their clients to fill out before they come in, or they'll say, hey, watch this online video. And I think that's a tremendous mistake, because anytime you put anything in between making the session and them arriving in the office for the session, you decrease the probability that they'll show up, you increase the probability of a reschedule or cancel. And I don't think there's anything in there you were talking about that they have to do before they come in, right?
Nothing at all. Yeah, I don't want them to feel like they have to do anything. I don't, you know, already people, when they come to me, they're feeling a little dejected, a little, you know, like they just can't do it. You know, they've tried a whole lot of things to get past whatever it is they're coming to see me for, and they're reaching out for help because they're just kind of going, here's my problem. I'm obviously not taking care of this very well. you do it for me. And so you're right. I don't want to give them a whole bunch of stuff to have to do when they're already feeling a little ineffectual. I want to make it as smooth and streamlined and easy as possible. And what I've found is I have had clients ask for the forms in advance, and yeah, I'm willing to comply with that if that's really what they want. But what I found is most of the time when I've done that, they've either not fully filled them out, or they've forgotten them at home, or they just didn't do it at all. And so then here we may not have planned the same amount of time that I would normally plan to allow them to have the forms, and now they still have to do the forms anyway. They just will dedicate more attention to completing the forms if they're at your office, ready for session, and they're focused on doing the work instead of in the swirling chaos of their life with kids and phones and work and everything else. You know, they're fully focused on completing those forms and, you know, doing it accurately and thoroughly. So absolutely, I don't show them a video ahead of time, I don't give them forms ahead of time. While I see the efficiency of that, it just, to me, doesn't make a whole lot of sense, because it can be something that stops people or makes them want to cancel or makes them feel even less effectual.
Perfect. Hey, so what we'll do is we'll put a link right down below to the sample of that text, that email that you'll give to us, and that way everyone can kind of look at it. Because I know you were, you know, I was trying to take down some notes, and you were on to the next thing, and that's just the way these things work.
Yep, okay. Happy to do it.
How are we doing on time?
I think we are just about ready to wrap it up, actually.
I can't believe it.
I know.
All right. You know, I just feel like it's, you know, one thing about winter is it starts getting dark earlier, and I just feel like it's so much later in the afternoon.
Yes, I know. Here we're filming at 3:15 p.m., and it already feels like it's 5:30.
Is that right? Okay, good. I want you to give them one piece of New Year's advice, and then we'll sign off.
Yes. So I just want to remind you all of this. You as hypnotists know this because it's your job, but sometimes we forget it personally. Your focus, what you focus on, is everything. So your job as a hypnotist, right, is to get people to focus on the healthy thing or the goal or the positive behavior and point them in that direction, right? Of course, clearing out the stuff that is in their way is the other part of it. But once you clear that out, then you focus them on what they want. And so I want to encourage you all to focus on what serves you. Focus on what you want. Forget about what you haven't done. Forget about the mistakes you might have made. Forget about the stuff you haven't yet started. Forget about it. All of that spilt milk. Time to just focus on what you can do right now, on what you want to do right now, on what feels good. If you're focused on things and it's making you feel good, then you're in the right direction. So please, please, what you focus on, you magnify more of in your experience. Use your powerful focus to focus on what you want more of in your life.
All right, Meredith, thank you for that. You are so awesome. I look forward to doing the next 3 videos with you. And let me just get a couple of things in real quick. Hey, let's see you in class. We've got a class coming up January 20th through February 1st. I mean, you got to take action now if you want to get in on that class. We also got one coming up April 22nd to May 3rd, 2013, and one in July. And then also our Week of Power, all those have 5-path, 7-path, and your regular certification basics. But the Week of Power, that's for you folks out there that are already certified and you just want to move up to that 1%er status. And you know what? We have a Week of Power scheduled for October. We're going to be at Hypno-Octoberfesting, and that's the 13th through the 19th. And, of course, all of our course information is available here on this website. And please also check out our hypnospace.com. It's the first hypnosis network, social network for professional hypnotists. Glad to see you there. Oh, one thing about that. We are looking for leaders to open up groups on that network in topics like NLP, working with children, spiritual hypnosis, sports hypnosis, anything that you think you'd like to know more about. Because you don't have to be the expert, you just have to be the leader. You open up the group and then facilitate conversation, get people into your group, and I'll guarantee you, You're going to learn something. Okay, that's it. Cal Banyan signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.